Gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rubber.
Mumbo jumbo.
Bunkum.
It's the South Go program, starring Dan Grohl. Friends, I've got a personal question to ask. Are you satisfied with your cotton balls? I know you South Go customers are, but what about you, Johnny Off-Brand? Are your cotton balls absorbent enough? Do they keep the substance on the ball and not on your hands? Do they stay crunchy in milk? Do they keep your litter box fresh? If not, I've got the cure to your household woes. Switch to Soft Go brand cotton balls today. Tonight's episode, Tales of an Orthopedic Apiarist, or The Bee's Knees!
My name is Professor Millard Auerman. I was going...
I'm Smoove Spitzer with this breaking election news. Republican presidential candidate Senator Lawrence Bigfoot stunned a crowd of supporters at a campaign stop in his home state of Oregon today when he abruptly ended his speech and ran towards the forest of the Blue Mountains. Bigfoot was speaking about Oregon's history as a destination for pioneers and had just started to align that history with his own brand of bootstrap conservatism when he paused mid-sentence, left the podium, and ran to the tree line. Bigfoot's campaign manager, Flimothy Flam, says that he was not aware of Bigfoot's current location, adding, "But if you hear anything, let me know." Here's the reaction from one of Bigfoot's supporters, Wilson Jarvis.
He was talking about liberating people from the chains of welfare and then just stopped. I swear he was crying, but silently, you know? Just a couple of tears. I hope he's okay. I'd hate to see the country fall to that elder commie.
Jarvis was referring to Democratic presidential candidate, the elder god Cthulhu. At this time, Senator Bigfoot's location is still unknown. We now return you to the Soft Co program.
Ow! Pull it out! Pull it out! Oh God, it's so bad!
I'm Smoove Spitzer with more breaking election news. We've got the campaign manager slash interpreter for the Democratic presidential candidate, Cthulhu, Flimothy Flam. Flimothy, what is the Cthulhu camp's response to Bigfoot's disappearance?
Smoove, this running into the woods in a panic is what the public has come to expect of these Washington insider career politicians. And that same public, according to the polls released this morning, are responding very well to that message, with 86% approving of his status as a Washington outsider and an increasing acceptance, 19% as of today, of his status as a galactic outsider. That's one of the reasons I'm working for Cthulhu, to see some changes in how Washington does business. And he's the only candidate promising that change.
Now, speaking of Cthulhu's promises of change, is he prepared to go into any more detail regarding how exactly he'll put his campaign pledges into action? All we know of his plans are the ramblings of artists and madmen whose minds he's overtaken, and they just repeat the same old motifs we've heard a thousand times. An unspeakable, unfathomable terror that will sweep the land. A burning hotter than the stars, but darker than the ocean's depths, awakening on the far side of the moon. A 1.5% increase on tariffs. These are very interesting policies, but has he made any concrete plans on how to actually put them into action?
Look, this is a transformative, disruptive campaign. We can't build these vast changes on the back of tired old legislation. And that's what's attracting so many voters, particularly young voters, to the idea of a Cthulhu administration. They understand that what Cthulhu foretells are not so much campaign promises as prophecies of an unalterable future that has already occurred.
And while we've got you, does the campaign wish to address the calls to see Cthulhu's birth certificate to prove American citizenship?
As I've explained many times, we would gladly show Cthulhu's birth certificate, but he's one of the elder gods and has existed for eons, long before the invention of government documents or writing. Or birth, for that matter.
Thank you, Flemethy Flam from the Cthulhu campaign. I'm getting word now that Senator Bigfoot has been found and is going to make a statement from campaign headquarters in Oregon. Let's go there live now.
Good morning, and thank you all for coming. I've got a brief statement, and then I'll take a few questions. Okay. There are once again rumors going around regarding my conduct. I would like to take this opportunity to put those rumors to rest. First, when I prematurely concluded my remarks in LeGrand, it was of my own volition, and no one, including myself, was ever in any harm. Second, I was at no time under the influence of any substances of any kind. I was not, as the fringes of the liberal media have claimed, having a bad trip. I've been very public about my struggles with mescaline and peyote addiction in the past, the distant past, but that's all behind me. Third, it's true that when I was found this morning, I was under the influence of peyote. However, this was not due to my falling off the wagon. I was simply having an existential crisis and used certain substances such as peyote to reconcile my dueling identities, both as a quasi-mythical figure of American folklore and that of a three-term senator and ranking member of the Senate Subcommittee on Competitiveness, Innovation, and Export Promotion. I'm proud to say that the, for want of a better term, therapy, was successful, and that I feel more than ready to continue my campaign, as well as return to the Senate when we reconvene. Finally, I'd like to take a moment to thank the good people of Oregon for standing by me in this time, especially my beautiful, caring wife, Linda. Thank you, Linda, for keeping things afloat while I was a little bit out to sea. And now I'll take a few questions. Yes, Jack. No, I'm afraid that's not true. I was not aware of the officer's presence during the incident. I was, in fact, firing at ghosts in the woods. Yes, Maggie. I'm sorry? Ah. Yes, that theory has been brought to my attention, that the ghosts could be simply hallucinatory manifestations from my inner psyche. Flim and Linda in particular insist on promoting that explanation, but I know what I saw, and I know what I believe, and I will not be dissuaded by a theory based out of lamestream liberal science. Let's see, Andrew. Now, I don't see why we're harping on this. It's not a big deal. I'm feeling better, so I came down from the mountains to reestablish contact with my team and my family. I was suddenly surrounded by ghosts, and I did as any red-blooded American would and defended myself. Thankfully, there happened to be a police patrolman in the area, and he drove me into town. He was reluctant at first because someone had shot out his windshield and one of his lights, but he calmed down once I handed him my weapon. I got home, I reunited with my family, and here we are. Seems pretty cut and dry to me. Yes, Howard. It was a 1974 Colt Python, 8 3/8 inch barrel. Say again? I kept it in the same place anyone would whose clothes had been stolen by ghosts, in my clenched, unwavering hand. Yes, Joan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now look, we can drudge up old, unfounded tales based on grainy footage from the 60s of someone, some anonymous figure, wandering naked in the woods that lacks any concrete eyewitness testimony, or we can think about the future, our hopes and our dreams. I dream of a future where the people are hardworking and proud, where the children are prepared for innovative careers, and where the nation is represented by someone born of this planet and this geological era. I believe the people share my vision of protecting our freedoms and liberties, like the right to bear arms and practice your religion, and roam naked in the woods high on mescaline. And together, I believe we can continue to protect these vital freedoms and preserve our vision of this great nation. Thanks, everyone. That's all the time I have for questions. Let's get this campaign and this country back on track. Next stop, Washington. Thanks.
That was Senator Lawrence Bigfoot of Oregon addressing his recent disappearance. We now return you to the SoftCo program. I'm Schmolf Schmitzer with this breaking election news. During a mic check for tonight's presidential debate between Senator Bigfoot and Cthulhu, the Elder God himself made an unusual personal appearance, which had dire effects on everyone present. We're getting unconfirmed reports that when the miles-tall, tentacle-faced, dragon-winged candidate approached the Omaha Civic Center, that the production crew wailed in terror and killed themselves with their equipment rather than hear any more of the terrible rumblings of his soundless voice. And I'm being told that it appears neither Bigfoot nor Cthulhu is going to win the election as the world is coming to an end. The stars have aligned, the door to Relia is opening, and the old Great Ones are returning to consume the earth in flaming madness. This is Schmolf Schmitzer, signing off for all eternity. Sorry about all the shouting.
SoftCo program starring Dan Grubb. Remember to use SoftCo brand cotton balls whenever the unspeakable tormentor Cthulhu ravages your existence.